From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, I'm Gene Triplett, entertainment editor for the Oklahoman and News OK, and we're here for Entertainment Sneak Peek, where we're going to take a sneak peek at what's coming up in this Friday's Weekend Look section. And Brandy, it's Friday the 13th again.
Again.
Yeah.
Because of that weird February-March thing that we have, you know, where the dates repeat on the same days for March as in February. We've got Friday the 13th all over again. And there's going to be, I think, in the theaters, the sort of required horror movies opening for that. But almost all of them anymore seem to be remakes. So I'm going back and doing a column on some of the horror movies that I think people ought to watch, dating back to sort of the classics of the Invasion of the Body Snatchers and things like that, all the way up to The Mist from last year, which is really, really great. Stephen King adaptation from Frank Darabont. So, like I said, so many of the horror movies seem to be remakes. At least we got past the torture porn sort of stage of things, which was disgusting. Goodness. But, there's a lot of really great movies. I think it's fun on Friday the 13th to kind of settle in with something a little bit scary.
Absolutely. So. Okay. And also, George Lang is going to have an interview with Zach Cregger and Trevor Moore, the stars of Miss Marks. It's a new comedy about a guy that wakes up from a four-year coma and discovers that his virginal high school sweetheart has become the Playboy centerfold. And I also have an interview with screenwriter Dustin Lance Black, who won the Oscar for penning the original screenplay to Milk, the story of Harvey Milk.
And he's a great interview, too.
Yeah, he
interviewed him on the junket whenever the junket happened in L.A. for the film, and he's so passionate about the subject matter that he's really, and you can see that from his Academy Award speech as well, that this is something that was very, very close to his heart.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a pretty emotional speech, and he is a very good interview, so I think you'll enjoy reading that. And that's what we have coming up for Friday Weekend Look. Be sure to pick up a copy if you don't already subscribe, and we'll be back next week to tell you what's coming in the next Weekend Look. Thanks for joining us.